Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sarim Becker Shalom Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Samech Beis, Daf full of Agata. In Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the story of Rav Chumi, that he used to come home every year on Erev Yom Kippur. One year, Mashkei Shmaisei was linked in learning, and he did not realize the time, and his wife was waiting for him, and she got very worried. Says the Gemara, Cholash Daito ve'ochis dim'oso me'eno. She shed one tear on her husband because of that worry. The Gemara says, Ava Yossi Beiger is sitting on the roof. Afchis igor mitute, the roof broke, ve'nach nafshe, and he died. And this goes back to what the Gemara said before, that because the Chachamim are allowing themselves to be extended a period of time out of the house, they're endangering themselves because they're causing tsar to their wives. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has on this a tremendous yesod he learns from this Gemara regarding Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. Because Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks a very simple question. What's pshat? What's the svar? What's the logic of this punishment that they gave Reb Chumi? Reb Chumi caused his wife to cry a little bit. So what was the punishment? He died. But now she's going to cry much more. If the whole issue is that we're trying to prevent a woman from crying, and that's why we punish Rav Chumi, to teach him a lesson, don't cause your wife to cry. So how can it be that he dies and now you cause her to cry much more? How many tears she's going to shed now that her husband died? Does that make sense to punish him in such a punishment? That's the question of Chaim Shulevitz. Says Rav Chaim Shulevitz, you see from here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tovei, creating the world, that Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, when a person hurts somebody else, his punishment does not depend on reason. It's just part of the structure of the world. He brings an example like someone putting his hand into the fire. The person puts his hand into the fire, but he has a lot of svaros, a lot of reasons why he's putting his hand into the fire. It doesn't matter. It's just that's reality. If a hand goes into the fire, the hand gets burned. When a person deals with Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, he gets burned. Shmuel is Teveya in the Bria. When someone hurts somebody else, and especially when he's a great madrega like Rav Chumi, the Tanoim Namroim, so when they hurt somebody else, that damage is so severe that they get hurt, even though it's not logical, even though it does not make sense. And Rav Chaim Shulevitz goes on to bring a few other examples to this. One example is the story with Chana and Penina. Chana, as we know in Sefer Shmuel, Chana did not have children. And Penina caused her a lot of agony. She made her very upset. So it says in Chazal, the reason Penina did that was L'shem Shamayim. She wanted Chana to be upset, to daven and to yearn for children, and that would make her have children. But still, Penina lost all her children because she caused that tsar to Chana. So the B'chaim Shalois is the same idea. Even though Penina did L'shem Shamayim, but because in the end of the day she caused a harm to somebody else, she caused another yid to suffer. She was pregeya in Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. And when you pregeya Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, you immediately get burned. You immediately get hurt, even though it's not logical. Even though there's all the svaros in the world to say why you should not get hurt. But that it becomes automatically. That's what Reb Chaim Shulevitz learns in this Gemara. The big Musar Shmuz, they should know, when a person hurts somebody else, it doesn't matter if it makes sense. Doesn't matter if it's based on logic. It should happen that way. In the end of the day, you're playing with fire, literally. This is the big, famous Yesod of Reb Chaim Shulevitz, based on our Gemara. Anyone want to join the Shom Machshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.